Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are getting ready for the Georgia Seafood Festival coming up this weekend at the Battery Atlanta, and I have God with me. I'm honored to talk to you. I've got so many questions for you. Chef Guy Mitchell. Chef, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Mark, and how are you, sir?
Man, I am getting ready for this weekend. So talk to me a little bit about how excited you are about the Georgia Seafood Festival, and what will you be doing? Where can we find you this weekend?
Well, it looks like they have you down there basically judging a competition from what I understand. But if they want me to cook something, I'll do that too. It's just a pleasure to be down there. The people in Atlanta, Jeff Gerard, invited me down. I met him in St. Louis. He said, I got to get you down here. And the rest is history. We're just so excited, the White House Chef Tour, to be able to get out and meet people and you know, I hear the seafood in Atlanta is just absolutely the best, so I'm excited about this whole thing.
Yeah, no lie about that. You're going to realize that pretty quick that, you know, even though we're still a couple hours from the coast, some of the seafood around here is absolutely amazing. Now, Chef, I'm looking over your resume a little bit, and I'm seeing executive chef for the Philadelphia Eagles. You've worked on Hollywood film sets. You've been in the White House. You have cooked for presidents and vice presidents. My goodness, tell me how you got to this impressive resume.
Well, you know, my mother, you know, I think I have to thank my mom and dad. My father was a cop. My mother was an Avon lady. I wanted to be a police officer. She wasn't having it, so I liked to cook on my grandmother's farm, and one thing led to the next, and my mother said, listen, I think it's better that you cook. So I went into home economics class, went to the technical school, went to the CIA up in New York, and took my apprenticeship at the Waldorf Astoria. And then from there, I just catapulted into David Rockefeller's executive chef. And then from there, I worked hotels, country clubs. And the next thing you know, they said they wanted me to be with the Philadelphia Eagles. And then when I was doing that, I went back to the Montauk Yacht Club where I met Henry Kissinger, and he said to me, Jeff, I love your lobster feast. And I said, thank you, Mr. Kissinger. And then he said, I'd like you to meet me at the White House. And so we went down, and one thing led to the next. And I started training the Navy chefs from 41 Bush, 43 Clinton, 43 Bush, and then Mr. Obama, and now the President Trump. So what I do is I basically work with the United States Navy chefs and help train them, and that's in the airlift division that moves all over the country. And then Mr. Obama wanted us to go out with the White House Chef Tour, and we do demonstrations, fundraisers all over the country, all over the world. We just got back from Italy last week. So we just like to tell everybody what we do and what it's like to cook for the presidents, the vice presidents, joint chief of staff, and so on. So it's been a great ride for me. I've been doing this for a long time, but it's always nice to meet new people in new areas and different countries and different states, especially here in the United States.
So going back to working with a lot of the former presidents and vice presidents, who was the most picky eater that you had to prepare a menu for?
Well, you know, we were, you know, it's really funny. They all have diets, but it seems when the first lady goes away, I'll give you a couple hits. With President Obama, he liked Five Guys hamburgers, and she had the garden out front, you know. And he'd look at me and say, don't you say anything, and sure, Mr. President, nobody will say anything. And we would get in the motorcade and we'd go to Five Guys. We would go in the back. He would come in the front. We'd tell the kids to stand still. Don't get excited. The president's going to be here. Well, that's kind of hard to maintain. But you have to, you know, watch the food and food security in the White House because of the presidential food detail. you know, it only takes a second to harm the president. So the food, the 55 chefs that fly with him all over the world, maintain the safety. There was a time when we were in South Africa with Clinton, and he wanted pizza in the center of Africa, so we had to take the Marine One helicopters to Johannesburg to get the 25 pizzas that he wanted in Johannesburg, in South Africa. So you get all different kinds. They try to eat. The presidents try to maintain, because of their health, they try to maintain their busy schedule. But they're just like us, you know, they'll eat a hamburger, but they'll eat a filet and so forth. So it's a pretty interesting array of menus. And usually the first ladies like their salads, and, Mrs. Trump likes a good salad.
Sure.
And, the same thing with Mrs. Obama. So they treat their people around them the best, and you get a chance to see the world. But it's such a great opportunity for somebody in the Navy, chefs that can travel with him and feed him. So,
all right. So you said that former President Obama likes his Five Guys. Former President Clinton likes his pizza. There was a viral picture that went out a couple of years ago of President Trump sitting there having a steak with ketchup. When you saw that picture, as a chef, how did that make you feel?
Well, you know, he's a pretty, he's a guy's guy. And, I'm a steak guy. So, but when it comes to the President of the United States, if he wants it upside down and he wants to put ketchup on it, he can have whatever he wants. he likes Kentucky Fried Chicken right out of the bucket, and he'll eat a taco salad, and then he can eat, like, at his restaurant some, high-end steaks and center-of-the-plate products. So they can have whatever they want. But to answer the question, you never make facial expressions in front of the President of the United States. You kind of hold everything into yourself, but it's one of those rides where you have to, you have to support the office and what they do. So,
yes, sir.
Same thing with the vice president too. Dick Cheney, he had, he definitely had heart problems, but he liked his bacon, and when he wanted bacon, he wanted bacon on that Cobb salad. So it was pretty funny. But the doctor would say no, and he would say yes, and you're in between both of them, and Dick Cheney got the bacon.
That's fantastic. And
you can leave it at that.
So talk to me for just a minute. We got about a minute and a half left here. What is the easiest meal to make? Because you are a culinary expert, but what is something that we can make that's fairly simple, that's delicious? I know that's a pretty broad question.
Well, I think nowadays with the most of the equipment that's out there in the country, as far as being able to even barbecue a steak right in your kitchen. I'm a meat and potato guy, so I like a good mashed potatoes. You can always doctor them up with, you can put vegetables in the mashed potatoes. You can put lobster in the mashed potatoes. I like a good steak, a good filet, a good New York strip. You want to season it, but you always want to make sure that pan or that grill is very, very hot, because you want to seal it. Keep the moisture inside, and then a nice grilled vegetable, asparagus, and you have your nice little, if you decide you want to put shrimp or seafood, you have a little surf and turf.
Nice.
So I'm a regular kind of meat and potato guy, that I like a good steak, mashed potatoes, and a good vegetable.
Well, Chef Guy Mitchell, we cannot wait to see you this weekend at the Georgia Seafood Festival going on at the Battery Atlanta. We'll be going on all day Saturday, GeorgiaSeafoodFest.com. Are you excited about it? It looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather, too. Down here in Atlanta, if it drops below 70, we think it's a blizzard, or we think it's a cold front coming through. But I think it's going to be a really nice day, and we're excited to have you here.
Hey, Mark, I'm excited, and I want to thank everybody and everybody that invited us over there. And I want to meet a lot of people down there, so we're looking forward to it. Everybody show up. This is going to be great. I want to thank you again for calling, Mark.
Chef Guy Mitchell, a chef to not only the stars, the athletes, and the presidents as well. We'll see you this weekend. GeorgiaSeafoodFestival.com for all the information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.